Nolte, Fake Media's Tired Anti-Trump Playbook is Boring Me to Death. By John Nolte on January 21, 2020. You know what I have? The greatest job in the world. Seriously. Get this, every morning I face a day where I'm overpaid to express my opinion on a few things. And I'm usually done by noon. That leaves the whole rest of the day for TV and cookies. That's it. That's my job. And I appreciate it. After 17 years of making a living as a bill collector, how could I not? Oh, and on Fridays, they pay me to go to the movies. Oh, and I have weekends off. No joke. Can you imagine having a job such as mine and still complaining about it? Well, here I go. You people are boring me. And by people I mean just barely people. The establishment media people who spread all this fake news about us deplorables. The boredom is killing me. Killing. Me. Earlier this week, I was complaining about my job to our esteemed editor-in-chief Alex Marlowe, and I was pretty certain he would fire my ungrateful ass. After all, unlike me, he works for a living. But instead he said, yeah, if my job was to cover the media I'd be bored to tears. It's been the same playbook for going on 5 years, the same lying rapist racist playbook. It's boring. They're totally out of ideas. You should write about that. Yep. Every day, it's the same shit from the media. Every day for 5 years, we're all a bunch of lying rapist racists. Trump is a lying rapist racist. Brett Kavanaugh. The police. Catholic high school kids. George Zimmerman. Gun lovers. Deplorables. It's just lying rapist racist over and over and over again. And because the media have no other ideas, because they keep saying the same thing, I end up saying the same thing over and over and over again, and it's boring. My wife once told me that I'm only happy in my work if I'm surrounded. She's right. Winning is no fun. Who wants to win? Who wants to stand at the top of the mountain? It's the climb that matters, the battle. So that's the other thing. We've beaten the media. I've been in this interweb.net's fight for 16 years now, and we've won. I don't mean the media have surrendered or suddenly become respectable professionals with integrity. Lol. But we have beaten the media as well as the media will ever be beaten. They've been forced out of the closet as left-wing activists. They're almost always on defense responding to the political right. They have no real power to manipulate public opinion anymore. Bottom line, the media have been reduced to left-wing talk radio. And that's a win. So we're no longer surrounded. That's no fun. And they keep firing off the same cannonballs of liar rapist racist. God, I'm bored. And I'm not the only one who's bored with the media. Look at America's reaction to impeachment. A collective shrug. The president has been impeached, is on trial, and no one is watching because it's all so boring. Yet another sequel to the media's Russia collusion. Kavanaugh, Ferguson, Trayvon, the KK Covington KK kids. Z hoaxes. You might think, maybe that's the strategy, maybe the media's strategy is to wear us down through repetition. Wear us down to where we stop fighting against liar rapist racist, and then they win. Nope. They're out of ideas. You see, the other thing, the other area in which we've beaten the media, is that the people see completely through them. I don't mean people like myself who do this professionally. I mean people. Everyday people. No one needs me pointing out Jake Tapper is a bigot and liar anymore. No one needs me pointing out that Chris Cuomo is an unbalanced moron. No one needs me pointing out Rachel Maddow is a crazed conspiracy theorist. CNN is a hate network, and Chuck Todd is having a meltdown. The people get it. A major part of Andrew Breitbart's vision was to turn everyday people into activists. To teach and train them, not in a patronizing way, but through example, to fight the left, to see through them, to see what he called the matrix, specifically the media. And that's why the people don't need me. Y'all get it. When I first jumped on the Twitters more than 11 years ago, it was just me and about 5 other people giving the media hell. Now everyone gives the media hell. As an American, I freaking love that. As a professional, though, I'm feeling a little unnecessary. Then again, context helps. When I start to feel sorry for myself, I take a look around at the sorry losers with the truly terrible jobs, those in the fake media. dodging boring cannonballs is a much better job than being the sorry asshole firing them off. What I mean is, how would you like to be Glenn Kessler? Seriously, get a load of this guy. How would you like to be the pedantic serial liar doing the mind-numbing, repetitive, drudge work of documenting 16,241 of Trump's false statements? At least my boring life of repetition involves repeating what I believe, honestly believe, and the truth. This poor sob goes into work every day to dig one more ditch of lies. My guess, too, is that his hideous employers give him a quota. We want you to manufacture 30 Trump lies by the end of the week. That's called piecework. Kessler is either a slave or a sociopath. Either way. Damn. That's no way to make a living, son. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.